Praise the Lord. This is Minister Kimberly Smith, the founder of theangelicpen.com, where the words of heaven flow from God's heart to your spirit. It's so good to be with you today. And today I'm just going to be talking about, what is God singing over you? What is God singing over you? I'm going to read a scripture to you that comes from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the word rejoice means to show great delight, cheer, or triumph. And the word joy means great pleasure and happiness. So just imagine yourself going through something and God says that he's going to show up and with great delight and triumph over you. He's going to cause that sorrow that you're feeling to leave or that depression to leave. He's going to cause if you're feeling down, he's going to cause that to leave. Because why? He's going to show up in the midst of you in a mighty way, and he's going to cause those things to leave and pour his joy down on the inside of you and allow you to feel his love more and more in your situation. And a lot of times he does that through songs, just like the scripture says that he'll joy over you with singing. Hallelujah. So I just want to ask you, have you ever been going through something, and maybe when you woke up that morning, that next morning, maybe you worried all night and finally fell asleep, and then you woke up the next morning and you heard a song just playing in your spirit in on the inside of you. You heard a song and you paid attention to the song, and the words of the song actually matched what you were going through, and it was actually a word of encouragement. That is really powerful. God speaks in so many different ways. You know, he speaks through the Bible, he speaks through ministers or other people, he speaks through situations. There are many ways that he speaks. But he definitely speaks through songs. And so I want you to, if that ever happens where you're going through a situation and you hear a song in your spirit, sometimes I wake up and a song is already playing in my spirit. Like it's not starting at the beginning of the song. It's like the Lord had it playing over and over in my spirit through the night while I was asleep. And that song was actually ministering to me. So I don't want you to think, if you hear a song, I don't want you to think that, oh, I just heard this song and you just go on about your business. No, I want you to stop and take note of what the song is saying. What is the message in the song? It could be a particular phrase in the song. It could be the title of the song, but God may be trying to get your attention just to let you know that how much he loves you and that he is singing over you. He's bringing a song in your spirit that's going to help you to feel better. And a lot of times it helps you feel better, and it also may bring clarity in your life. So the songs are very powerful. Sometimes they're songs that you've heard before. Sometimes there are songs you haven't heard in years, and all of a sudden you're going through something and bam, this song pops up. I just want you to take a moment and think about what's being said in the song, because God may be trying to get a message to you through singing. So it's very important that you do that. And I just want to share a few testimonies of my own with you where that has happened. A lot of times it happens in the mornings with me when I wake up. God is already, he already has a song playing in my spirit. And I'm thinking, Lord, what does this mean? You know, how does it affect me? And sometimes it's very obvious how it affects me. And sometimes I have to search out the answer and ask him. But you definitely have to acknowledge him, that you heard the song in the first place, and then find out what it means. And sometimes, like I said, it's obvious. Like one time I was going through something, and I'm sure I didn't have any peace about it. And when I woke up the next day, I kept hearing in my spirit, I kept hearing a lady named Crystal Lewis and Ron Canole singing together. They actually made a song years ago called Beauty for Ashes. And I haven't heard this song. I hadn't heard it in a long time, but the Holy Spirit put that song in my spirit to encourage me. And the words were that I kept hearing, because there were more than these words that I'm about to share with you. But the words that stood out, like God put a flashlight on these particular words, and they stood out and they ministered to me. And the way they ministered to me is that they let me know, those words let me know that God heard my cry. He was concerned about me. He loves me. He was giving me a word of encouragement through the song. And so that's what he'll do for you. And I want you to remember that. And the song that I said is called Beauty for Ashes. Well, you know, that goes along with the scripture in Isaiah chapter 61 that talks about how God will exchange things with you. And beauty is one of them. Instead of ashes, he'll give you beauty. And so this, the song, the words that I was hearing was, he gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. Wow. Praise God. So can you imagine, I'm going through something, you know, just not feeling great about what's going on in my life at the particular time. And then God just puts this song in my spirit to encourage me. Hallelujah. He gives, letting me know that he gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. So with that actually made me feel closer to God and brought a closer intimacy between me and the Lord, because he was letting me know, I hear you. I know what you're going through. I feel you. And I'm going to change the situation for you. I'm going to make an exchange, a divine exchange. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so the songs, and it doesn't have to be every song that you hear, but the song that I'm talking about is one that's highlighted, that God is flashing his light on, saying, hey, I want you to pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. And to be honest with you, some of the songs that I've heard have not been Christian songs, but they had a message in it for me. Like the time when I was praying about leaving a particular organization. And all of a sudden, and I wasn't asleep this time, I was awake. And it was during, you know, the middle of the day. And I kept hearing an old Kenny Rogers song that says, you've got to know, he's talking about a card game. You've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And the song goes on, but that's the main part that God wanted me to hear. Because what was he saying to me? He was saying, it's time to go. You don't have to keep wondering about it. You don't have to keep praying about it. Here's some confirmation for you. Because I really didn't have clarity, but I knew I kind of wanted to leave, but I wasn't sure. And then this was another confirmation for me. It was time to go. You got to know when to go. And God was giving me a confirmation through a song, and it was just a phrase in the song. So this is something that you can use for the rest of your life. I use it all the time. It's such a blessing to me. And it just makes me feel so good. I know that God loves me, but it just makes me feel closer to him because he is letting me know that he feels what I'm going through, that he cares for me, that he's singing over me. And some he's singing over me by giving me songs, some songs that I've heard, some songs that I haven't heard before, but it comes with a melody and with words, and it's just beautiful. And sometimes with some people, it may not even be words. It may be just instrumental that they hear in their spirit, but it comes from the Lord, something that's going to be loving and peaceful and good, because that's who our God is. It wouldn't be something crazy, you know, it wouldn't be something evil, because our God is not evil. So I pray that this word has blessed you, and I pray that you would just take time, if you haven't already done this, just take time and just really pay attention to what's going on and see if it matches any songs that God may be highlighting in your spirit, letting you hear it. And when you do hear it, and you do have that extra feeling that says, oh, God is sending me a word of encouragement through this song, then acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you heard the song and tell God, thank you. Lord, I thank you that you sent this song to me to encourage me. I thank you that you sent this song to me to give me clarity. God, thank you. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for sending me your joy. Hallelujah. And as you do that, you'll find yourself getting closer to him, listening for him even more, even more. And it's a wonderful thing. It is just truly wonderful. There's one time I heard a song playing in my spirit called Just to Be Close to You by Fred Hammond. And it just really blessed me because Fred Hammond is singing in the song, Just to Be Close to You is My Desire. And so it's like God knows that, of course, and he picked it up, and then he started just letting me hear it in my spirit, just to be close to you is my desire. So I knew that God heard my heart's desire. And then I felt at the same time that he felt the same way about me. He wanted to be close to me. And so that made the desire even stronger. That made me embrace his love even more, his closeness even more. It's awesome. It's awesome. So I just wanted to encourage you all about listening to what God is singing over you. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to do reflections right now, and I want you to just take time and take a few moments and just listen to the questions and then apply them to your life. Amen. The first one is pay attention to songs that you hear in your spirit and ask yourself, do they match what's going on in your life? Pay attention to the songs you hear in your spirit and ask yourself, do they match what's going on in your life? And then you can even write that down so you'll have something to refer back to. And you can write the date down too. Number two, is there a particular phrase that stands out in the song? A particular phrase that stands out in the song. Number three, is it expressing God's love, encouragement? Is it bringing clarity to any situation that you might be going through? Just really examine it. Don't let it just fly by, you know, like, oh, that was just a song. No, think about it. Ask God, is he trying to say something to you in this song so that you don't miss the message. Amen. So at this time, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email at Kimberly@theangelicpen.com, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. And also, please let other people know about theangelicpen.com. There's so many resources, wonderful resources on that website. Free ebooks on the website. There are plenty of blogs on the website to encourage you. And also, I have audio prayers that you can listen to 24 hours a day on different topics. So please visit the site, and God bless you, and may the best that the Lord has to offer be upon you in Jesus' name.